I recently read that a Saudi student in Michigan found the FBI surrounding his house after neighbors called the cops. They'd seen him carrying a pressure cooker. He was just carrying a rice dish to a friend's house. But as the FBI agent told him, "You need to be more careful moving around with such things, sir." After the Boston bombings, we confront the newest marker of the dangerous other. Beware the pressure cooker.
Investigators believe the bombs were hidden in black nylon backpacks and housed inside sealable metal pots called pressure cookers. The IEDs have been popular with terrorists. Seven of the bombs were used in a 2006 attack on trains in Mumbai, India.
Narinder Singh tweeted sardonically at that time, "The suspect has to be dark-skinned. No white person knows how to use a pressure cooker." This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata, where there's a pressure cooker in pretty much every kitchen, though my mother first encountered one in London in the 1950s.
I thought it was very useful, time-saving and healthy cooking. So I brought one red top, beautiful-looking pressure cooker.
She brought it back to India. But I never took one with me to America, not because my mother was extraordinarily foresighted, but because she didn't trust me to handle one.
Because I thought, you're novice, and you never cook anything at home. You have to pay full attention for this, which you are not. You are rather unmindful. I thought, I didn't trust you.
But for South Asians, the hiss of the pressure cooker is the sound of home and fuzzy memories of ads about how much you loved your wife.
Ek pressure cooker chahiye.
Pressure cooker? Kyun nahi? Aap apni biwi se kitna pyar karte hain, ye to bataiye.
Swati Kar writes a blog called The Whistling Pressure Cooker in honor of a trusty one from way back.
It belonged to my grandmother, who gave it to my mother when she got married. She gave it to my uncle when he went to college. Passed it along to my brother when he moved away from home. His wife shipped it in a USPS box to me when I came to the US. I'm still cooking it.
A pressure cooker on a little gas stove saved her in-laws from stale deli meat sandwiches when a hurricane knocked out the electricity in Rhode Island.
I cooked chicken tikka masala and rice in my pressure cooker over our tiny gas camping stove.
Now, thanks to the brothers Tsarnaev, the workhorse of the Indian kitchen is being viewed as the Trojan horse of America. Its hiss more ominous than comforting. Swati, who lives in Boston, says she feels nervous about her beloved pressure cooker.
I now feel nervous professing my love for my pressure cookers and pressure cookers in general, openly.
The pressure cooker's newfound status as America's public enemy number one should not come as a surprise. Soon after 9/11, the Sheikh family of Pennsylvania found agents in moon suits and gas masks going through their kitchen after neighbors spotted them carrying a suspiciously large pot of biryani into their friend's home. Multiculturalism might have made the foreign a little more familiar, but when push comes to shove, it certainly didn't make it any more American. And now we find the pressure cooker has become un-American, though it was once the rage all over the Midwest. Now it needs to be hidden at home, not carried out into the yard. Perhaps some enterprising pressure cooker enthusiast will embark on a Take Back the Pressure Cooker whistle-stop tour of America to restore its lost shine. Until then, that FBI agent is right. You have to be careful moving around pressure cookers in America these days. Guns? Not so much. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.